479-8178.
Diversity on the bench is good for America, and promising not to be racially biased. That was some of what happened earlier in the day in D.C. Sonia Sotomayor fending off some GOP attacks, although they were pretty lukewarm attacks, if you ask me. This Supreme Court nominee gets in. You can take that to the bank. I mean, give me a break. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But it's worth letting you hear a little bit of this hearing because, of course, she would become the first Hispanic on the top court in the U.S., and it is a lifetime appointment. I said this before. When I see these articles about, oh, she's getting grilled and it's terrible and what's being said out there and she can't defend herself and all that, and I just laugh. And the reason I laugh is because everybody goes through that, and certainly she knows that as well. I've mentioned the names before. Look at Bork. That was a brutal confirmation hearing. Clarence Thomas. We know all about that and the cocaine. Also, Alito, Roberts. I mean, you can go down the list, and I think this is going to happen no matter what, especially when you're talking about having pretty much the Dems in control, the GOP floundering and looking to make a mark, right? Well, and what would most of the Republicans, the core of conservatism, when you talk about upcoming rulings, whether it's we're re-examining abortion or gun rights, of course, or affirmative action, it would be natural that there would be opposition to Sotomayor anyway. But the bottom line is that's the way this thing rolls out, of course. And before, when it was the opposite, and you had Roberts and Alito, and they were getting skewered, yeah, there wasn't too much conversation about that. But in this case, there's a lot. So it's her chance to defend herself, if you will, from the wise Latino comment. Remember, that, of course, is probably the most controversial of all of the things, that a wise Latino might make a better legal decision than a white man. And then the other thing was trying to defend the process of keeping an open mind. And Senator Jeff Sessions was the one who was charged with grilling Sotomayor on that point. So the senator from Alabama went at it, and here's how it sounded.
So first, I'd like to know, do you think there's any circumstance in which a judge should allow their prejudices to impact their decision-making?
Never their prejudices. I was talking about the very important goal of the justice system is to ensure that the personal biases and prejudices of a judge do not influence the outcome of a case. What I was talking about was the obligation of judges to examine what they're feeling as they're adjudicating a case and to ensure that that's not influencing the outcome. Life experiences have to influence you. We're not robots to listen to evidence and don't have feelings. We have to recognize those feelings and put them aside. That's what my speech was saying.
Well, Judge,
that's our job.
But the statement was, I willingly accept that we who judge must not deny the differences resulting from experience and heritage, but continuously to judge when those opinions, sympathies, and prejudices are appropriate. That's exactly opposite of what you're saying, is it not?
I don't believe so, Senator, because all I was saying is because we have feelings and different experiences, we can be led to believe that our experiences are appropriate. We have to be open-minded to accept that they may not be, and that we have to judge always that we're not letting those things determine the outcome. But there are situations in which some experiences are important. in the process of judging because the law asked us to use those experiences.
Well, I understand that, but let me just follow up that you say in your statement that you want to do what you can to increase the faith in the impartiality of our system, but isn't it true this statement suggests that you accept that there may be sympathies, prejudices, and opinions that legitimately can influence a judge's decision? And how can that further faith in the impartiality of the system?
I think the system is strengthened when judges don't assume they're impartial, but when judges test themselves to identify when their emotions are driving a result or their experiences are driving a result and the law is not.
All right, here's the bottom line once again. If you look at the makeup of the Senate, the strong Democratic majority there, this lifetime appointment of the Supreme Court is pretty much a layup, right? It's assured. Plus, you look at Obama, this is a big move for him from his point of view because this is his nominee and his chance to reflect a liberal outlook, if you will, in what is the judicial branch. But it doesn't change the makeup of the 9-member court with her presence because she fills the shoes of David Souter, who was thought to be a little bit more conservative, but he was anything but. So nothing changes there from that balance. It doesn't. And a vote on the confirmation could come probably by the end of the month. And you can tell by listening to a little bit of this. I mean, let's face it, the Republicans have been very careful about their attack. Hispanics make up the fastest growing U.S. minority and are, of course, being courted by Republican politicians and Democrats. They're not stupid. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hey, Al.
Oh, hi, Kate.
What's on your mind?
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I heard a quick joke. You know, President Obama needs a stimulus package for his teleprompter. His teleprompter died on him. Did you see that?
I did, and we had that. We played it. It was like a clink, and it shattered. It was glass.
You know, I think Supreme Court justices should be chosen directly by the people of the citizens. It should be like a vote for the president. I think all of the people should vote on who gets on the Supreme Court, not just the senators.
The problem is, not enough people vote, period, Al, even in our general elections, so who's going to vote these judges in? But, you know, on a local level, you vote for judges, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and also, if my house were on fire, Kate, I would want a bunch of wise Hispanic female firefighters to put it out. You know, I'd rather have that than a bunch of dumb white men firefighters, wouldn't you?
No, I want the most qualified people fighting the fire. And that was that's the thing that is going to bite her again, is the ruling, of course, with white firefighters.
Kate, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Kate, I took American history in university up here in Canada. And, you know, did you know that it's an evil right-wing cover-up that the U.S. Constitution was actually written by a bunch of wise Hispanic women, not by a bunch of dumb white men?
Where's that rim shot? Thanks, Al. And, of course, ripping on the fact that wise Latino woman comment, which you'll hear a little bit later in our next hour on America Tonight, which she explained that. And that's always going to, I think, hover above. A wise Latino might reach a better legal decision than a white man. And she explained that. You'll hear it. Coming up next, Odds and Ends.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Coming up on our next America Tonight, we're going to talk with a man familiar with black ops. You're going to love this guy. And what should really happen in Afghanistan, that's coming up on our next show. Then after that, we're jumping back to a couple of things, including the CIA and the hassle over Dick Cheney and this secret program, the Hit Squad, to take care of people that were going to or who harmed the United States, a program that never got off the ground. It just was talked about and planned, but the assassins were never in place. The CIA didn't inform anybody in Congress, which is against the law, and due to a law that's been on the books, I want to say, gosh, maybe some 60-plus years. And the question is, though, it never happened. It was just discussed. So it was, I guess, a program that was there in theory, but never happened, wasn't funded, any of that sort of stuff, although I shouldn't say it wasn't funded because they did use about $1 million to come up with all the things that they needed in case they had to roll it out. So should Dick Cheney pay the price for telling the CIA to shut up if, in fact, he did do that? There's a massive push to go after Cheney and figure out what was going on with the CIA and who is leading the charge but Nancy Pelosi. Coming up, you're going to hear what Liz Cheney, his daughter, has to say about that. And also, we're going to have a great guest. Jeff Anicott's going to join us on Thursday and give us the scoop on all that's happening, this stuff with the CIA and Dick Cheney and future investigations and whatnot. For now, though, the House bill, and we're talking about health care, oh, yeah, it's here, is probably going to hit millionaires with a, it's not probably, it's going to hit millionaires with a 5.4% surtax if this bill, of course, ends up becoming a law. There are other hoops to jump through, but it's out there now. It's done, and it's going into three committees, and it's some sweeping changes that will affect small businesses, too, meaning everybody in the country has to be insured, and you can't refuse health care either if you work for somebody. And if you have a small business that makes over $250,000, you have to provide health care for your employees. So it's going to change a few things besides the taxation at different levels of income. This will be similar with the option, the government option, the government public option, and the private option. It will be a little bit similar to what you're seeing in Canada eventually. Be interesting to see if the government takes even bigger chunk and what people opt for. And I thought the senator from Missouri made a great point because he says this is going to kill businesses, which I agree, it's going to kill a lot of businesses. And his suggestion was, okay, well, then let's put everybody, all the lawmakers have to go on the public option, including Barack Obama. Then that would be the fair thing to do. But this battle's far, far, far from over. Don in Kentucky. Hello, Jingle. What's up?
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
You made some really interesting points right there about the nationalized health care and the Dick Cheney comments. Dick Cheney,
right.
I think he's a little rough around the edges, but Dick Cheney, if you ever really took a historical perspective about the man, he had one goal in mind, the same as President Bush. They worked in unison like very few have ever done. They had the in mind protecting the United States against all enemies, first and foremost, beyond all, which, by protecting us, would ensure our freedoms. The opposite point of that is, you just pointed out that nationalized health care, what will it do? It will restrict freedom because you no longer have the freedom to choose. If you want to open a business in America, you are required by law, like a Stalinist communist country, to force you to give insurance to these people. Now, Cheney was trying to give us more freedoms. Obama's trying to take our freedoms away. But we're going to try Cheney, and we're going to let Obama walk. Isn't that called evil good and good evil?
Hey, I think you're comparing apples and oranges, but I like the way you're thinking. Here's what I would say. You're dead on right about this whole health thing. If we're about capitalism and entrepreneurs, and now with the way the economy is, encouraging entrepreneurs, you know, even when people work for you, if you say, dude, I want to help you, you're my buddy, I want you to work with me, but I cannot give you health care right now because we can't afford it. We can barely get off the ground, but I can give you some money. And, you know, you're out of a job, and you'll be valuable to me, and I'll reward you if we can really build this thing together. I know a lot of people in that situation. And $250,000 isn't very much for a business. That will definitely kill a lot of businesses. There's absolutely no question about it. And on the Cheney thing, the CIA thing, I think it's stupid to keep chasing the ghost of the previous administration because we're going to waste taxpayer money, which we don't even have money with this trillion-dollar deficit, so more money flying out the window, just to appease Nancy Pelosi because she doesn't like the fact that she was outed and fumbled all over the place when she, I think, knew about waterboarding and then said she didn't.
I agree with you. Now, you're right about getting apples and oranges. It isn't comparing an apple to an orange. But the one thing that unifies the apples and oranges is the basic word freedom.
Right.
If freedom is compared there, anybody who's willing to lay their life down and defend their country to try to ensure freedom, and another one wants to take it away. I know friends who have lost their jobs because of Obama. And I have friends who chose to vote for Obama basically because they wanted to see a historic event happen.
Right.
And now they look at what he's doing and how he has spent more money in 6 months than every other president in the history of the United States. They're looking at him going, holy cow, wow, this guy's not quite what he looked like. He's really been some scaring some people, and if he really goes through with the taxing small business, I have family members that own small business that will be directly affected by this. It's going to – can you imagine – here's the thing. Here's the point people need to think about. I've been I drive around travel a lot, and I've seen, oddly enough, ever since the last 3 or 4 months, more and more gas stations are empty. And I don't know why, but it seems like I see more and more not servicing customers, more just empty buildings.
Right.
That's the thing. When we start having more and more gas stations and more businesses are empty, which direction are we heading? Are we heading the right direction, the correct direction of prosperity and freedom, or are we heading the government direction of government control and less freedom?
Yeah, I tell you, I'm all about small government, and I'm about less control, because I don't think it works. It doesn't work with capitalism. And if this is what this great country was founded on, and that was the idea, was to have those freedoms, they will be, you know, and this isn't fear-mongering or a conspiracy theory. It is what it is. The more czars there are, the more government controls there are. That's what happens. And anybody who's worked for the government knows there is so much red tape involved with the government, and there are so many things that get bungled along the way because of the pecking order and because of the confusion, frankly, in a lot of agencies, that I think it'll be disastrous in some cases.
I think you're right, Kate. I think we're going for a long, long 4 years or three
and
a half.
I think so, too. I think it's. I think you're right when you made the comment. Don, thanks. Be safe out there on those highways. 800-259-5791. I have a lot of friends that voted for Obama. A lot of friends, even, you know, I had Republican friends who voted for Obama because they didn't want, they just didn't like McCain. They didn't like the idea of McCain being president. And they just decided, well, I got to vote. I'm going to vote, so I'm going to vote against what I normally would do. And then I had friends that really, really liked Obama that are lifelong Democrats. And honestly, they have told me, at least two of the three, have told me that they're disappointed in some things that have happened, some of the things that Don just mentioned. Now, what you could say and what the argument is when you say to somebody, well, you know, look what's happened, and we're $1 trillion deficit and all that, then the argument back will be, well, you know, look what they were left with. Look at the mess. Look at the finances. Look at that. Look at this. But look at the stimulus. There's a prime example. We just didn't account for that correctly. And, okay, so unemployment goes in the opposite direction. I think it's starting to look like Swiss cheese coming out of the White House, honestly. There's a lot of holes and a lot of things that are being thrown out there. Hang with us.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Henry Waxman, the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, who helped work on this health care plan, said we can't go home for a recess unless the House and the Senate act on health care. Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, vows to complete a vote on the bill before the August recess. And I just described to you some of the things that are included in the bill that a lot of people, especially those who own small businesses, aren't going to like. And the tax hikes would include couples earning more than $350,000 and, of course, the new government-run health plan option, basically that everybody would be insured, and you would have to be insured. If your company offers insurance, you have to take it if you don't have any other insurance, or you would get taxed as a result of that. Wow. So you can bet it's going to be a barn burner on health care for the next couple of weeks. Until we get to August, if any motion is going to happen on this. And now Obama pretty much has thrown in the towel on the idea of having bipartisan cooperation on it. They're just flat out saying, like, Rahm Emanuel, he's the guy that they send out. He's the watchdog to bird dog Congress and the Senate. And they've said, nah, partisan. If it has to be partisan, it has to be partisan. Who cares? They just want action. They want it through. We'll see if there's enough votes to stop it, if there's enough Democrats who won't go along. Because I really thought that this was going to be pushed off to the fall. But, man, the full court push is on for health to roll. So I mentioned the CIA and the other push. And the other push is let's get a full-scale investigation as to what Dick Cheney did, what the CIA knows, what the real deal is ultimately on this assassins program, and let's do it now. So, in fact, the House has asked for all the information on the program to be handed over, and this is usually what you would call an opening salvo, meaning, okay, here's the warning shot, we're definitely going after Cheney. We're definitely trying to run an investigation on this. And there are a lot of people that think, and some Democrats even, that think Cheney is getting a bum rap and being thrown under the bus on this CIA flap. One of them, of course, would naturally be his daughter, Liz Cheney, who makes a lot of TV rounds, people pursuing her to come on and talk about stuff like this or waterboarding, etc. And remember, she's a former State Department employee as well. So Liz Cheney talking about the CIA situation and why it's so bogus.
I think Speaker Pelosi knows that she made a mistake when she stood up in her press conference and suggested that the CIA has been lying to the Congress for years. And so for her now to sort of try to be diverting attention from that onto Vice President Cheney is very irresponsible, not just because it's a political miscalculation, but more importantly, much more importantly, because the national security of the nation is at stake here. And I think it's critically important for us to say, you know, what is it we need the CIA to be doing today? And what is it we need them to be doing tomorrow to keep us safe? And dragging the CIA officials and operatives, the people who participated in these programs, up in front of Congress for a round of investigations, we know where that's going to end up. Because we know where it ends up in Washington. There is absolutely, you know, nothing at this point that I think, frankly, anybody could say that would get the Democrats off of this path of we're going to politicize intelligence, we're going to have investigations, we're going to put the nation in a situation where the CIA is more focused on responding to congressional political investigations than on defending the nation going forward. And that's dangerous, and the responsibility for that is going to be on the hands of the Democrats.
All right, so there you go. I agree with the last part of what Liz Cheney was saying. To me, this is, okay, let's go back and screw it. You tried to hold my feet to the fire, meaning Nancy Pelosi, so, hey, I'm going to call you on this program, though it was never used. You can't have a program like that and not inform Congress, so I'm going to push it as far as I can push it, which means they'll probably have an investigation. Although, in a story that I read somewhere, one of the papers, it could have been the Wall Street Journal, one of them, this assassination operation, because that's what it was, let's have a hit squad to take out the bad guys. But it wasn't implemented with the CIA. And that's what two intelligence officers were saying. Hey, look, it never happened. It was never operational. And what the ex-official said, backing up Cheney, is when it goes operational, then you brief Congress. So if Cheney said, don't say anything to Congress, and it says within those parameters that everything that goes operational, that's when you inform, then he would be within the boundaries of the law. But see, that's the gray area, and that's what this is going to be about. And that's what will happen if there's an investigation and if he's called to testify and all that other sort of stuff. And I think that this is not going to go away. I think there's going to be a big push to find out more about the program and all that other sort of stuff. And see, here's what happened. Leon Panetta met with Congress at a congressional committee, actually, and he was told that Cheney ordered the intelligence agency to withhold information about a secret counterterrorism program from Congress. So he knew it. You know, the CIA director knew it. And his testimony when he went to this congressional committee, that's what happened. And what happened also is President Bush delegated to Cheney to chair a bunch of the meetings, if you remember, that followed the September 11th terrorist attacks. So this covert program then was born in, what do we do? Oh, my God, 3,000 people are dead. what is the CIA doing, what's the FBI doing, what are we doing to keep America safe. But here's what's good for me, and yeah, they could flesh this out more, but if you have intelligence people who knew the program would have been set to implement the program saying, listen, it's standard operating procedure. When it goes operational, that's when Congress is briefed. So what was done here then, if that's the case? But trust me, this is definitely going to have a future. This is not going away. And what will happen is they'll trot out a bunch of people, and a lot of people will have to testify, including Dick Cheney, if it gets to that point in this investigation. All right, so you can throw in your 2 cents on that if you wish to. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I guess anymore, no matter if you're Democrat, Republican, or whoever, and you get elected president, you can just be guaranteed, if this is the future thing, that whoever the next guy coming in is, especially when they're with a different party, because that's what they run on, that the guys before us, they really sucked, and we're going to make it better for you. We're not going to raise taxes. We're going to make America be the place that it should be, and whatever the campaign promises are. You just better have a big war chest, because once you get out, you better be writing books and speaking and everything else, or come for money, because you're going to have to spend money on lawyers to defend whatever actions you took on whatever thing. Now, I'm not saying that if a president does things illegally, like Richard Nixon, I mean, what a stupid waste, though, Watergate. He would have won in a landslide, so because of his paranoia, the whole Watergate thing happens, brings down his presidency, and makes him become an elusive man, really, in California for the rest of his days after he flew away from the White House. So I think that presidents should be looked at, and I think that certainly people in office shouldn't be able to skirt the law. But the bottom line is to keep chasing back after administrations, or to keep chasing after things that don't make sense and they cost the taxpayers millions of dollars, why waste the time? Forget about it. Move on. And in this case, it looks like one of those tit for tat, you did this to me, so I'm coming back after you. And that's too bad, because then that's a waste of all of our time and all of our money, frankly. Can you imagine anybody living right now in a shoreline area? If you were walking along the beach, beautiful day, trying to get a little jog in, taking your grandkids or your kids to the beach, and a 5,000-pound shark washes up on the shore. Yeah, 26 feet long is what they're now saying. Originally it was 15, then it was 24. Now the official measurement is 26 feet. A basking shark just washed up on the shore. I mean, this is scary looking. But a basking shark is not somebody who comes after humans. It's exactly what you would think. Basking, warm water, at the top of the water, looking for plankton, all that kind of stuff. And this is the second largest fish in the ocean after the whale shark. Wow. But very non-threatening to humans. Of course, would you know that? I mean, I know what a great white shark looks like. I know what a hammerhead shark looks like. I know what a couple of other sharks look like, right? A sand shark, etc. But would I know what a basking shark looks like? Not necessarily. If I originally stared at it, I have to look at the mouth. But it'd be pretty scary, wouldn't it? It'd be very scary. And what usually happens is the basking shark spends the summer months off America's northeast coast, and then goes to the warm waters off of South America for the summer in the southern hemisphere. But something happened to this basking shark and created a stir in New York, to say the least. Stick with us. More fun and frivolity next.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A lot of us are going to need that helping hand based on what I'm hearing with this health care proposal. Not to mention the economy has lost a total of 6.5 million jobs since the recession started back in December of 2007, right? And the unemployment rate, 9.5, really that's a misnomer. I think it's higher, but it's going to be up over 10. Oof, rough times, my friends, rough times. Kate hanging out with you here on America Tonight. This is a great fair or foul. In fact, there's two good fair or fouls that I came up with. They're starting to talk about whether or not the color coding works for the threat levels in the United States. Remember after 9/11 they did that? The red and the yellow and the green, and you'd be going to the airport, they'd say, especially in the beginning, you'd watch any show and they have it at the corner of the TV, or they tell you it's a yellow alert day today in Philadelphia or in Illinois or wherever, especially outside of the airports. In fact, at the three places I lived during that time in the last, 8 years, they had the color code for the threat level outside of the airport. So you always knew what it was. Well, of course, now the discussion is maybe this, should this be scrapped? Should it be altered somehow? And Janet Napolitano gets charged with that, or at least her department does, as to what is effective for homeland security purposes, what works for the country. And I don't know. I think you get desensitized, and I never, and maybe the first couple of weeks. Maybe I paid attention because it was something new. But after that, I never paid attention. Oh, it's a red alert day, because then you think, well, there's some threats. What threats? Whatever. And I didn't, to be honest, I mean, I never paid attention. I flew a lot during that time period. Matt, did you pay much attention to the threat level?
Not at all. I mean, that was nothing that was in my, I don't know, realm of consciousness at the time. Because, I don't know, I don't really know anybody who was, oh my God, did you hear the threat level? It's orange today.
Yes.
Nobody would talk about it at all. Uh-uh. And that's, I mean, it really is a pointless thing anyways, because nothing really changed between, oh, it's yellow or it's orange, like, or red. Like, what does that mean? Stay inside today? Don't go outside? Don't get on the plane? Like, there weren't any restrictions or anything.
Right.
It
absolutely.
It was pretty much just, you know, it was like the Cold War get under your desk drill. Is what it was, you know.
Yeah, but even less effective than the drill where the kids went under their desks. But you're right, it was useless. You know, it's one of those things that, okay, let's come up with this and this. Honestly, what I think, it'll make people feel better because they think we're doing something. It's like the airport searches. Okay, Richard Reed, the shoe bomber in Miami, he's caught on a plane trying to set a shoe on fire, and turns out he wanted to try to blow up the plane. Okay, I get it. So because that happened, everybody take off their shoes. And whatever it happens to be, up, liquid smuggled onto the plane. Well, no more liquids on the plane. You have to have it in a plastic bag. And I don't mean this to be cynical, but I think if somebody wants to get through, they're going to come up with bigger, badder, better ways with technology, et cetera, to try and do that. Really, it's about cracking the network. It's about assimilating. It's about having more people in the CIA that speak Arabic and Farsi and getting into the mosques that are poisoned with those who would be jihadists, etc. I mean, we know that. That's the theory behind Afghanistan. Go get the Taliban. But, of course, there's no end game in sight, and that's, to me, is scary. It's open-ended. One more time, here we go. But so the color coding, as Matt says, it meant nothing to him. Zero. Had no bounce, no effect, no anything. And honestly, I think people felt that way. I was driving in to New York City because I lived in New York when 9/11 happened. So for me, I paid attention, as I said, the first couple of weeks. One, because I was doing a talk show. Two, because I was driving over the Verrazano Bridge back and forth from New York into New Jersey. So when there were threats, sometimes there was problems on the bridges. Because remember, some of the threats were about the bridges and tunnels in New York. That's where the information was coming anyway, that the next threat would be to blow up the subways or to go after our bridges. So when I was on the subways even, I would see lots, I could tell on days where they said, oh, it's a red day or whatever, because you would see more dogs in the subway and cops walking around and all that sort of stuff, the bomb-sniffing dogs. But otherwise, I wouldn't have paid attention at all. And then eventually, even in New York, everybody got desensitized to it. As I said, that's how I felt, because it didn't mean anything. There really wasn't a restriction. And certainly outside of New York, there wasn't much of a restriction. When I moved on to other places, I definitely didn't feel that. Mark is listening to us. He would know about this, too, because he is a New Yorker. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Very good. I'm going to call you tomorrow. I want to speak about the Iranian Revolution, but I will stick to your topic if you give me 2 minutes about the
sure.
warning. You're absolutely right about the country being desensitized. I attended a recertification for a HAZWOPR, which is basically Hazardous Material Responder for my agency that I work for, and we have a bunch of bomb-sniffing dogs. Let me just tell you quick. New York City is the number one target. L.A. is number two. And Houston, Texas is number three because of the oil refineries. That's what the people instructing the class told us. They were from Lawrence Livermore Labs in Los Alamos. These are physicists and people in professional capacities. But America, you must not let your guard down. The Islamic terrorists think in thousands of years. They don't care if they do it tomorrow or if they do it in 100 years from now. And you people in the Midwest, Richardson, Texas, where the Holy Land Foundation was, Oklahoma City, Norman, Oklahoma. They'll try to hit us anywhere they can. So always keep your guard up. And it's true. I mean, we have procedures with my agency where if you find a package or something in New York City, I mean, people are picking stuff up. They're ignoring it. I mean, and the terrorists, they know this, and they'll hit you, and then they'll see what the response time is. So even though 9/11 is a long time away, it's not, and it's changed my life forever. And I would just tell everybody in the audience, even if you're from Podunk, Mississippi, and no, nothing against Podunk, Mississippi, I'm sure it's a lovely town, anything can happen almost anywhere. You don't have to be paranoid, but you have to keep your eyes open and don't take anything for granted, because these scumbags are still out there. No matter who's behind them or who's training them, they're still out there. So we can go across the world, we can go across the street. And you said something very key, and Mitt Romney brought it up during the debates for the president about tapping the mosques, putting FBI informants in there. And we got civil liberties people that are against that.
I know.
If it was Jewish folks, if it was Christians, if it was Chinese midgets that were practicing their religion, we would have no compunction about going in and taking them, you know, taping them. Until we can verify who's doing it, and which we know, Stephen Emerson's wrote about it and other experts, that's what must be done. The prisoners are being radicalized. The guys, Michael Savage talked about those Somalis that left Minnesota. Kate, I talked about it 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Now they're just coming around to these Somali people that left, and the children that are being radicalized overseas. They have U.S. passports. So you bring up a great topic, but keep your eyes open, America. And I hope and pray, knock on wood, I'm knocking on my skull right now, that nothing happens tomorrow or the next day. But keep aware, folks. I'll call you tomorrow, babe. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mark. So Mark knows, like I do, it's different when you lived in New York, because that was the prime target, and we knew it, and we knew that there were obviously threats. Like I said, every time I got on the subway, I could tell it was one of those days because of the amount of police officers I saw, and it was radically different. And same thing on the bridge. Sometimes you couldn't go over the bridge, or sometimes something would change on the bridge, so you knew something was happening. That was completely different in the East. And then, as he gave the great example, no matter where you live, though, that's the idea, to catch people off guard. Right? So I'd say forget the whole alert system, because that doesn't work. It's not effective. But I would suggest, just like Mark does, that everybody do still. You should keep alert of your circumstances. And if you see something funny, hey, and you just know something's not right, report it.